Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Sol.
Sol says, I'm working on my applications for law school and I've reached out to ask mentors for letters of recommendation. For context, I'm 2 years out of undergrad, so I chose a college professor who mentors me, an attorney I formerly worked for, and my current boss at my corporate job. That sounds great. They all very graciously accepted my request for a letter and even asked me if there's anything specific that I would like them to include. Do you have any suggestions for what to tell recommenders when they ask for what to include in the letter? Any guidance would be much appreciated.
Imagine specific things that you did for them, with them, that you're proud of, that you would want them to talk about. Try to remain oriented toward facts, right? Like, I did X, I did Y. This person may have mentioned this, or you may know that they view you as someone who is in the top 5% of students that they've taught or they've worked with. Things like mentioning things like that help bring some sort of factual sense to the compliments that they're going to give you in that letter.
Yeah, I would not send them a blanket. Like, don't send all three of them the same document.
No.
Don't send all three of them your personal statement. Instead, talk to each of them individually, the ones who asked. Maybe all three of them asked. Maybe just a couple of them asked. And just tell them, well, I think you should answer the prompt. And you should speak to, how did I excel working for you?
Yep.
Whatever they want to say. However you kicked ass working for them, that's what they should say.
It's interesting because I'm not sure about this recommendation, but I actually think we're moving into a world where I can't imagine you not using ChatGPT to help you improve this. So, for example, you go to ChatGPT. You tell it that you're trying to help a college professor write a letter for you for law school. You tell ChatGPT some of the things that you think you did well for that professor, and then you look at what it says. And I'm not saying to then take it and copy and paste what it says, which is almost always wordy and written in a tone that's bizarre and very detectable by people. I'm saying just use it to help yourself generate ideas or thoughts about what else you should tell that professor. I just think we're moving into a world where you're not as effective if you're not using these AI tools. And I don't mean to use it and just blithely type in some stupid shit and then copy whatever it says. I'm saying use it as an ideas board that bounces shit back at you. And you say, oh yeah, okay, good. I should write about that as well. I did do that. Things you didn't even tell it. It just like kind of guessed, hey, if that's what you did for that professor, did you also do this other stuff? And if you did, you take those ideas and you incorporate them in your own words for that professor.
Yeah. Give me some ideas seems to be the best use case for this. Like where we used to have, I read an entrepreneur talking about this, how they used to like to brainstorm for business ideas. It used to be like, okay, so let's get 12 people in the room in a focus group and then let's ask them questions and surveys and all this shit. And now it's like, well, or you could just go ask ChatGPT for ideas and it'll start spitting out like 30 ideas.
Yeah. And half of them are stupid and you need to ignore them, but it doesn't matter. It's the one or two that you didn't think of that it gives you that is the game changer. And you take those and you run with them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. For people who are complete novices here, which I imagine like 90% of our audience has probably never played with GPT at all. How do they do it? Where do they go? What do they need to do?
Yeah. Just Google ChatGPT. You can create a free account.
OpenAI.com. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there's other tools out there every day that are being built. I pay for the subscription. I think it's worth its weight in gold to have the higher tier and have the smarter tool.
How much does it cost for the smarter tool?
Right now, it's $20 a month.
$20 a month. And that's GPT, what, 4?
Yeah, GPT 4.
And instead of 3.5?
Yeah, we have no affiliation with them. There might be better tools. If anybody has any recommendations, email us. We want to know about them, daily@lsatdemon.com. But I use that thing all the time for all sorts of random shit. It just makes me move faster.
Cool. Thanks for writing in, Saul.
Email daily at lsidedemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.